Recommendations. Recommendations to states. Consider the human rights of individuals, including SRHR, as integral to, and over and above, the rights of the family. This should be reflected in policies and programs. The family is an institution through which the structural causes of gender inequality can and are perpetuated. Narrow definitions of the family, and resolutions put forward by states using these definitions, do not accurately reflect lived reality in any country of the world. Any efforts to pass such resolutions should be condemned from the outset by states, civil society, and human rights defenders. Ensuring that the existence of diverse forms of family is recognized by states is a critical component. This recognition is important as it falls within the realm of ensuring the rights of those of diverse sexuality, not just in relation to LGBTI rights. States must also recognize and ensure the human rights of individuals, including SRHR in its totality, throughout the life cycle of all individuals within the family. Page 23. Furthermore, efforts to protect the traditional family deliberately serve to perpetuate patriarchy, gender norms and stereotypes and related practices, and discrimination of women and girls, particularly in informal spaces where it is easier to hide human rights abuses. Accountability of violators within the family, especially when violations are done by the head of household, usually male, cannot be assured, as this usually goes unreported by victims. There is increased inequality within the family and outside of the family, inhibiting the empowerment of women and girls. The recognition and call for the protection of multiple forms of family, which is evident in all societies, in the ICPD POPE must be upheld by states in a consistent manner. This should then feed into policies and practices that aim to address a broad range of issues that have an impact on the human rights of individuals, including that of women and girls. Ensure family-friendly policies are rooted in human rights or a human rights-based approach, including the pillars of transparency, accountability, international assistance, participation, non-discrimination and human dignity, etc., and a gender equality and empowerment perspective. This means putting the individual rights of members of households and the family at the forefront and as guiding principles, especially the rights of women, children and any disadvantaged or vulnerable family member, for example due to disability, occupation, such as domestic workers, or those who facilitate child marriage, etc. Dismantle the centrality of the institution of heterosexual marriage in order to create greater acceptance of multiple forms of family. Just as marriage has to be considered a matter of choice rather than the marker of success into adulthood in order to achieve gender equality and rights, its relevance to the family as the sole pathway to family creation and sustenance has to be questioned. Decision-making needs to be updated to be responsive to these realities and diverse needs and challenges families face. Failure to do so perpetuates cycles of poverty, social exclusion and inequality, undermines human capital accumulation and leaves many behind. Ensure that social protection and related policies are responsive to diverse family structures and priority needs, for housing, children's education, health, special needs. Ensure universal access to sexual and reproductive health and rights for all through outreach to families and households. This is essential, for example, to ensure all women and couples have access to a wider range of modern methods of contraception and are able to determine the number and timing of children. SRHR strengthens families when women are able to control decision-making about their own sexuality and childbearing. They opt for having less children or the number they can provide for and nurture. Smaller families boost human capital accumulation, since less children means parents can invest more in each child's nutrition, education and health, resulting in better educated, healthier and more productive generations. Prevent HIV and AIDS and counsel couples with emphasis on men and prevent transmission, for example from husbands to wives and then to their children during pregnancy, which leads to destruction and impoverishment of entire families. Prevent maternal mortality and morbidity, which are hugely traumatic events for all family members concerned, reducing chances of children's survival and development, as well as family income and overall well-being. A mother's role, on average, is significantly more correlated than a father's to successful outcomes for children and their chances for breaking out of poverty. Provide equal maternity and paternity leave so that parents can balance their productive and reproductive roles between home and the workplace. prohibit discrimination based on pregnancy or motherhood so that girls can complete their education and women can secure decent employment and wages. Ensure caregivers and households with particular needs have access to affordable care for children, the elderly, the ill, and those living with HIV or disabilities. Support early childhood intervention programs to ensure all children, especially those at risk and living in dysfunctional families and settings, have the same rights and opportunities to physical, cognitive, and social/emotional development. Ensure policies, laws, programs and services address violence within the family, including domestic and other forms of violence against women and girls, and child physical, mental and sexual abuse. Ensure universal access to comprehensive sexuality education for all young people both in and out of school. Beyond biology and prevention, comprehensive. Page 24. Sexuality education equips young people with skills to manage their relationships with values of mutual respect, nonviolence, self-care and responsibility. In addition, young people should learn about equal rights within marriage and responsible motherhood and fatherhood. Ensure programs to build parenting skills, especially for young mothers and fathers who need support. Recognize that traditions, cultural practices and religious interpretations do help justify certain human rights abuses that take place within a family and that these have to be countered. State parties are also obligated to ensure that traditional and religious practices and justifications that take place within families, which endanger the well-being of women and girls, are addressed through legal means. Ensure that the family as a unit functions effectively, and make information on SRHR accessible so that it creates an environment for questioning, consultation and discussion for all its members. Choices regarding marriage, partner and pregnancy, if intended, should be left to the individuals involved and not be considered family and societal considerations. Furthermore, marriage, especially for women, should not be considered an integral part of their lives and a measure of her self-worth and success. By delaying marriage from reproduction, there would be greater acceptance of women and children who do not fall within these set definitions of the traditional family, such as single mothers, children born outside of wedlock, and people of diverse sexuality. Individuals should be able to make choices about their sexuality and have the necessary support of their family, should it be sought. Moreover, by ensuring a woman's reproductive health and rights, the family becomes a safe space that facilitates access to rights rather than a source of oppression and control. It is a space that assures healthy lives for women and girls and enables them to maximize their potential. Recommendations to civil society organizations. Education, including information on human rights, is an important component of ensuring rights are not violated with regards to these efforts. Make such education accessible to all young people as well as others. For young people, it can be included as part of CSE. This education should recognize the diversity and heterogeneity of families and ensure the rights of individuals within each family are realized. Include education on multiple forms of the family, non-discrimination and respect for different types of family, in early childhood programs up to CSE. These should not only stress the value of all families but also the value of members within all forms of family. Challenge stereotypes of the family, its role, composition and function and how it should further human rights rather than be used as a means of limiting rights. This should be built into work advocating for human rights, gender equality, empowerment and development in general. Encourage an intersectionality approach in analysis and in programming that recognizes diversity and the need to ensure the diverse range of rights and human rights for all. Use human rights accountability mechanisms to report on human rights violations related to the family, urging treaty bodies, consistently, to monitor human rights violations within the family. Create greater awareness amongst civil society to discuss the effects of this concept and related resolutions and develop strategies on related interventions at all levels. Monitor conservative elements, including states and their positions, as well as counter-argument from progressive factions and states. Reach out and advocate to states in advance of future resolutions on this issue to take a progressive stance during informatize and voting. Engage with treaty monitoring bodies, especially progressive figures in these bodies and relevant special procedures. Ensure that treaty bodies who are reviewing states, which espouse these resolutions are questioned on the actions they will be taking to implement the resolution and issue strong concluding observations against such a concept. Provide positive examples/stories on how children of various forms of families have developed and been brought up in positive, enabling family environments to effectively advocate the issue. Page 25.